It's one of the biggest TV hits of the year, Baby Reindeer on Netflix. And now Fiona Harvey, a Scottish woman who has identified herself as the woman on whom the central character Martha is based, is suing Netflix for €154 million. Let's talk now to Mark Stevens, a lawyer with Howard Kennedy Law Firm in London. Mark, what's the story of Baby Reindeer?
The story of Baby Reindeer is essentially about a woman stalking, harassing, abusing and threatening a man called Richard Gadd, who wrote the story, who was a stand-up. And essentially, he says, and Netflix say, this is a true story. And included in it are a number of facts which would be defamatory. So, you know, if you stalk someone or harass them, then in those circumstances, that would be a libel. And of course, the program has the main character, the stalker, imprisoned at the end of it and says in the course of the program that there are over 36,000 emails that were harassing and things. And those are facts which are demonstrably true or not true. Mm. And Fiona says that this is untrue. And as a consequence of that, she's suing in California for libel.
Do we know why she identified herself as Martha?
It wasn't her that did it, actually. It was sort of internet sleuths. Because it was portrayed as a true story, people started to try and track down Martha the real world person, Fiona Harvey. And so they looked at the physical resemblance. They looked at social media output. They looked at all sorts of other things. And she was identified very quickly, I mean, within a matter of days, as the person. And, of course, one of the things about libel is that if you're essentially the person, if you're not named, you have to be identifiable and identifiable by a reasonable number of people. And in legal cases, we very rarely actually have the fact that, you know, somebody has actually been identified by real world individuals. And the people who tracked her down then started stalking and abusing her. So she did suffer as a consequence of this. And I think the real challenge for Netflix and Richard Gadd, the author, is that because they rather foolishly, in my view, called it a true story as opposed to something that was based on a true story or inspired by real events. You know, if you're saying inspired, then you're saying that there's a kernel of real life inspiration. And as lawyers, we have this kind of gradation. So, you know, at the furthest away from the truth, you might say, dramatized certain facts and events, fictionalized for dramatic purposes. And that means that essentially you can say whatever you want. But if you say it's true, then you've got to prove it's true.
But has Richard Gadd changed his description of the programme in recent times?
I think he has. So to begin with, both he and Netflix, particularly at the height of it, said that it was a true story. But he's now saying, and I think this is a move away from, you know, it's true. He says it's a fictionalized retelling of my emotional journey through several extremely traumatic real experiences. Well, you know, question is an emotional retelling that somebody went to jail or an emotional retelling that 41,000 emails and hundreds of voice messages, et cetera, et cetera, were true, is that enough? Mm. And I think he's got a problem, and I think he knows it, and I think that's why he's walking away from it. So I predict that the woman should win this, Fiona Harvey should win this. But, of course, she's gone to LA. She's fighting in Netflix back door. They've got an awful lot of influence and very well-paid and very good lawyers.
And she's suing for a lot of money, €154 million. But as you say, she's suing in the US. Why didn't she sue in the UK? She's a Scottish woman.
Yeah, it's all bad. I don't know why. Maybe it's because she's got a no win, no fee, a conditional, you know, a sort of thing. So she's not actually having to pay it. And of course, bringing this case against Netflix will be hugely expensive. So obviously, a lawyer in America thinks it's worth a go.
But it'll be a jury deciding it, will it, in the States?
Yes, it will. The state court in Los Angeles has a jury system, and they have to decide. And interestingly, afterwards, people will be entitled to interview the jurors, which, of course, in Ireland, you can't do. But over there, you can. So we'll know what they thought at the end of it.
OK, well, it could take a long time, this case. We'll keep an eye on it. Thank you very much, Mark Stevens, media lawyer with Howard Kennedy Law Firm in London.